Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Jessica Flory, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. Welcome back, Jessica.
Good morning, Gary. I know I've been away for a little bit. I've been having my interns talk to you all, and so that's been a special treat.
Well, you surely enjoyed talking to them. I understand today we're going to recognize some people whose hard work has come to some fruition in the form of being winners as far as record books are concerned.
That's right, Gary. Caesar kids are going to go and change their world one day. I'm so excited for them. We've had one in each county win their record book. We had Adele Higby from Franklin County win in Meat Goats. She has developed her own herd, and it's been so fun to watch her herd there and grow her project from when she was a little 4-H'er to now. And then we had Linnea Nelson from Osage County win in Wildlife. She has done this really cool project. It's called Cast It In. And she has gotten grants and has put these bins up all over the lakes where fishermen can put their lines in them, and it saves the wildlife around our lakes, especially birds. She has like a really deep passion for this project, and so she won in record book and wildlife. And then we have Tyler Gillespie, who won in Anderson County, and he's huge into the sheep project. And again, it's been fun just to watch him grow over the years. He's developed the sheep herd, and they're starting their own little business to grow that, and it's just so fun to watch all these kids grow and learn through this program. I'm so excited to finally announce them. This all happened this spring, and then they got to just recently go to Manhattan, Kansas for what we call the Emerald Circle Banquet, and they get recognized by the 4-H Foundation up at the state office. It's a really nice evening where donors get to come and intermingle with all the record book winners, and so the foundation reserves rights to really kind of announce that first before we get to kind of glorify them on the county level. But really big time stuff to be a state record book winner. These kids are doing phenomenal things, and I'm finally glad I'm able to scream that from the rooftop that they did a great job here in Frontier District.
That's super. We're very proud of all of them. What else would you like to talk about here today?
All my 4-H families that are listening, it's a very busy time for us. Most fair pre-entries are open at this point. So be paying attention to those dates. Make sure that you get your entries in on time. There's lots going on. So just read that newsletter. Always reach out to us if you have any questions. We're here to make your experience positive and fun for everyone. We're excited. We're getting ready for fairs, and we're looking forward to it in July.
Yeah, the days are fast approaching, aren't they?
They are. It'll be here before we know it.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.